Today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart. It's also the Feast of Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. It's the 8th of June, therefore it's the Feast of Our Lady. And it coincides with the Feast of Our Lord and His Sacred Heart. The Lord, of course, is wisdom incarnate. And she became wisdom's throne in the moment that she said yes to God and to the angel. Christ's heart began to beat for the first time while literally enthroned beneath her immaculate heart. And we could think about the harmony of the will and the love between the Son and the Mother. I just read an article that I really didn't understand very well, but it was about maternal fetal heartbeat phase synchronization. And just to give you an idea of what this is, the kind of the core that they have their findings in this article in this journal. I quote, applying a novel concept from physics and non-linear dynamics to their data, they uncover a hitherto unknown phase synchronization between the individual heartbeats of mother and fetus, a marker of coupling between their autonomous cardiac systems, despite continuous noisy fluctuations in the beat-to-beat intervals. Right? In a nutshell, this means that the hearts of unborn babies and their mothers beat in relationship to each other. And another study shows that mothers can synchronize with their baby's heartbeats by smiling at them. Face-to-face interactions between mothers and their children can coordinate their heartbeats. Within the study that I read, it can coordinate their heartbeats within lags of less than 1 second. That's how close they begin to synchronize, by smiling. Now, all of this fascinating physiology pales in comparison to the bond of love and will that was before and still is now between the mother and the Sacred Heart of her Son. The Feast of the Sacred Heart traditionally also has been a day of prayer for the sanctification of priests. Remember, Mary is mother of Jesus, mother of the Sacred Heart, mother of the High Priest. Well, she is also the mother of priests. And so it's good to remember that today is a day of sanctification for priests. In 2010, Pope Benedict spoke about the Sacred Heart during a special year for the sanctification of priests, the Year of Priests. And here's another quote. This one is probably a little less complicated. Well, in a way, it's far more complicated than that mere physiology that we were talking about earlier. He says, and take note of what he says about the spear here and about language. He says, this is Benedict, we are celebrating the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and in the liturgy we peer, as it were, into the heart of Jesus, opened in death by the spear of the Roman soldier. Jesus' heart was indeed opened for us and before us, and thus God's own heart was opened. The liturgy interprets for us the language of Jesus' heart, which tells us above all that God is the shepherd of mankind, and so it reveals to us Jesus' priesthood, which is rooted deep within his heart. So too, it shows us the perennial foundation and the effective criterion of all priestly ministry, which must always be anchored in the heart of Jesus and lived out from that starting point. The priesthood and all the ministry of priests and everything that priests are should be anchored within the heart of Jesus. In other words, their hearts too should beat in synchronization phase, let's say phase synchronization with the heart of Jesus, and therefore also with the heart of Mary, who continues to gaze at and smile at her son. Now, notice another thing about that quote from Benedict. The heart of Jesus is opened for us to peer into, and it was opened by the tip of a spear. Well, that heart is still open. The marks on the Lord's hands and feet and his side are still open, even in his glorious body, even in the resurrection. Well, then so too is the wound into his beating heart. It's opened for us, as Benedict said, and before us, as he said. Why? So that we can gaze in it and look into it and regard it, gain from it, and have ingress into it. And so I have a project for you, you few, you happy few, as Shakespeare might have put it in Henry V. Here's a little project for you during the rest of this month, which is dedicated to devotion to the Sacred Heart. June is always dedicated to devotion to the Sacred Heart. Please make some sacrifices and pray for some priest whom you choose. I suggest that you pick one for whom you are concerned or with whom you have a problem of some kind. Some priest who might be in trouble, or some priest who needs help for some reason or another, or with whom you have had a disagreement or a problem, or you have something, you know. Pick one who truly needs prayers and for whom you truly need to pray. And ask Mary also, who is the mother of priests, to guide you in how best to place your prayers for this priest within the Sacred Heart's spear-ripped wound that's still open for us and before us. Ask Mary to help you put those prayers and the sacrifices you decide to make, the mortifications, into that wound in exactly the right way, with exactly the right intention. The Lord's heart is open to us metaphorically, but also still physically. The wound is still there for us to contemplate and to listen to. Listen for that heartbeat in our lives, and also to listen to that heartbeat in coordination with Holy Church's priests who need your support and need your prayers. So offer prayers as sacrifices for the hearts of priests. Especially, I would ask you to make your sacrifices also with smiles. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.